Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I am your host, Katrina Dalway, and I'm so excited to be speaking with you on today, as I am always. And you know that you'll get that from me. I'm always happy to share with you empowering and enlightening stories of living again. As you know, YCLA Magazine stands for You Can Live Again. No matter what you've gone through in life, no matter how hard or how tragic it is or has been for you, in God, you can live again. And so I'm excited to be speaking with you about today's topic, Why Not? And if you notice on the header, I put it in exclamation marks. Why not? And so that being said, you know, I know that, you know, it's a lot that we have gone through in life, whether it's good, whether it's bad, or whether it's mixed. And I know oftentimes amongst all of that, we've tried to figure out why. And, you know, I'm reminded of the story that is told in the Bible and how Jesus was, you know, persecuted and he went through. And, you know, if he could go through and yet come out resurrected and be the Prince of Peace and be the Lord of our life and be our Savior, you know, then I know that that example is a strong example for me. If he can go through that, then why not me? Why can't, if he can go through that, I can too. And that is why I did Why Not. And Why Not can be attributed to so many different topics. But, you know, I want to focus on a couple. One is, I remember years ago when a gentleman, he had just gone through a divorce himself, and he was travailing. He was whimpering and murmuring and complaining and sad, and he was crying out to God as to why this was happening to him. And he remembered hearing so clearly, "Why not you? Why not?" And that moment changed him, because God reminded him of what his son had to go through for him, to save him, for us to be saved, for us to live again. And he ministered that very thing to me when I was going through a terrible situation. And he said, "Trina, don't you complain." And it strengthened me. It actually strengthened me, because it no longer became about me. It's like everywhere I turned, God was speaking to me, you know, "Don't you dare complain." He used a wonderful lady. I speak about Miss Joe all the time and how Miss Joe had no mercy on me. And she strengthened me. She strengthened my heart. She strengthened my mind. She strengthened my spirit. So to the point when things are going bad, you know what my statement is? When someone asks me, "Hey, how's everything going?" And I could just be hurting on the inside. When it's good, it's good. And when it's bad, it's still good. Because through that, I learned that, if Jesus didn't complain, why should I? And then it's okay to go and ask God, why? Why is this happening to me? You know, and I do believe that us going through that, that why builds our character. Because I was dealing with a whole lot of things. That tribulation really made me a better person in a lot of ways. You know, I was one that, you know, by the time I made it to my 20s, I was just, you know, although I was carefree, let's just live, I was still very internally angry on the inside, and you couldn't tell me nothing. And I knew everything, you know, yada, 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 you know. And that helped me to learn to listen more to people. It helped me to care about what people thought or felt. Because a lot of times we don't know that we're doing that. And I didn't realize that I was being uncaring. And it took that trial that pain to get me to see where I was failing, where I was falling apart, which could have affected me later on in life had I not really allowed God to really help me in that area. And it continued to help make me a better person in listening and caring about how others feel. Why not? Why not? Why not me going through that? Why not? Why? Because it makes you a better person. When you go through these trials and struggles, it makes you a better person. It causes you to want to believe in God. It causes you to want to have faith in God. It causes you to want to please God. It causes you to want to direct your day according to God's day, according to how he wants you to walk, how he wants you to live. Why not? Why not you? Why? Because he cares for you? Because God loves you? Because God wants the best for you? Here's the other side of the coin. Why not you? Don't you deserve better? I was headed down a dark tunnel with how I was thinking. And don't get me wrong, it was a process in life. You have to take as many years as it took for you to build those layers. Sometimes it takes that amount of time for you to break a lot of layers off of you, you know? But why not you? Don't you deserve better? Don't you deserve a better way of thinking? Why not allow God to help you in that area so that even better can come to you? I know a lot of people who are very well off, but to see their thinking and to see how when they go through something, God rearranges, they allow God to rearrange their thinking to being more caring and more considerate about people. Because sometimes money can be blinding because you have so much. So why not go through something like that, or why not go through a travail so that God can help you, so that God can make us a better person. Nobody wants to go through tragedy, or nobody wants to go through pain, divorce, which is tragic. You know, nobody wants to go through that. But when it's God allowed, it is a time to take advantage of that. You know, what can I learn from that? You know, there are people that make it out, and then there are people that just, you know, don't. But for those that are wanting, you know, to improve. Losing my sister-in-law was probably one of the most traumatic things, and losing my mentor was another traumatic thing. They passed away within 3 months of each other, and that was a very, very traumatic experience. You know, it caused me to see what people go through. You know, you have to when you lose somebody like that, that's like a sister to you, and you didn't get a chance to say goodbye, you know. It's a terrible, terrible feeling, and you spend days trying to get through that, just looking for comfort, and the only comfort that you ultimately realize brings you the peace that can only come from God. So why not? Why not? You know, I'm one that, you know, I've gone through certain situations in life where, you know, you deal with all kinds of situations. But one in particular, I think God allowed me to go through that to remind me that he is the one that blessed me with it. He's the one that allowed me to go through it, and he's the one that allowed me to be blessed with it again. I remember verbally slandered and scandalized by a group of people that you wouldn't expect, all because of how God had opened some doors for me. And these people were on a roll with trying to set me up, trying to sabotage me, lie on me, all because God had opened the door. But in that I learned, peace, be still. Be still and let the Lord fight your battle. And to this day, I apply that to everything happened to me now going on 8 years ago, where I literally had to go into the closet with God and let him fight my battle, because I knew. And let me say it better than that. God knew. But it strengthened my faith. So why not? Why not? Because it brought me closer to God. It let me see his supernatural power. It allowed me to see how he can bring you through. It allowed me to see that if you just hush, God will do the rest. Why not go through it? It's so much more precious than silver and gold, rubies and diamonds, to learn the true essence of how God can operate for you and on your behalf. And not say a word, but you just watch him move in a mighty way. Why not? And I use myself as an example because of the fact that I have helped so many, and I want to continue to help so many. But you know why I was able to help them? Was because I'd gone through similar circumstances. I don't regret anything, because my life and me being put on this earth is to help someone else. I know 110 beyond the shadow of a doubt that that's my purpose here, is to help. To help you, for you to help somebody else, for you to take the nuggets and that you listen to from the YCLA Magazine radio show and go spread that. Why not? It's worth gaining so much more of God's strength and of his power. And you know, whenever you get ready to go to the next level, something crazy, and it just forces you to say, okay, God, my faith is built in nothing less but Jesus' love and righteousness. And so I'm like a stone in that. I'm like a rock in that. I'm like I'm just so resilient in that. And that's what we have to be. That word resilient means to flex, to come back, to bounce back. You know, because when it happens, I know where to go. I know how to bounce back and go straight to the throne and give everything to God. Why not? And why not can be used in so many different ways. And we've gone through so many trials just as a nation. Just as a nation. Having to watch that. We feel that. But that's our opportunity to take that's happening in the nation and take it to God. Give God your prayers. Give God your concern. You know, a lot of people may not understand your walk, but God knows and God understands. And the one thing that I've shared with my family is, when God knows, there's no other no. I don't care what a person can tell you, not even me. But when you know that God knows, God will certainly do the rest. And that's what I wanted to share with you. I had to just talk with you today. You know, I wanted you to know today that if you're going through something, if you are travailing, if you are hurting, if you are in pain, why not? Take advantage of it. One thing I learned that God used Ms. Joe to teach me was to look on God's promises, to press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. I kept that. I'm pressing until it's like I could see a star at the top. I could see a light at the top. If I just keep pressing onward, upward, I make it to that star. And it's meant for so much more. So much more is coming your way if you just go to God. And in going to God and pressing toward the mark, hear the steps that you take in pressing toward the mark. Prayer, thanksgiving, praise, and worship. If you just focus on that alone and the word of God, if you just focus on those five things, what did I say? Prayer. Praise, worship, and the word, the Bible. Those five things will get you through any and everything. Any and everything. So listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm Katrina Dalway. I am your host. Please, please, please. You know, I love hearing from you. Email me. Keep me posted on what's going on in your life, in your world. And you, we've got some great topics that's coming up for 2015. Until we speak again on next week, remember that you can live again. God bless.